What's good, everybody? It's your boy AI Alpha bringing you another Comics Among Us episode presented by Inside the Mind of a Blurred. My co-host with me today is Scuba Steve. Welcome, my
Yo,
brother.
yo, 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 yo. I am glad to be here, ready to talk about these comics. Time to get this shit.
Right before this recording, Steve presented me the trailer for Miss Marvel. I'll let you go, Steve.
Oh yeah, man. The trailer for Ms. Marvel came out. It was animated. It was a nice trailer in the beginning. As far as like the animation, it was a different type of trailer. And then like for me, my biggest qualms with it was how are they gonna do the stretching aspect of it? But then I guess in the trailer we didn't really get to see much of it. It seemed more so they changed their powers up a little bit, which was cool. I'm not really too much mad about it. I wasn't like super hyped for the trailer once I saw it, but I didn't have any like complaints about the trailer. So it's like one of them things where when it comes out, I'm gonna watch it and it's just gonna be what it is. I'm not as excited and hyped for it as some of the other Marvel TV shows that have came out already with like WandaVision, Loki, Moon Knight. I was hyped for those. Hawkeye, I wasn't like hyped for it, but it was actually pretty good. But yeah, so for me, this one is just gonna fall under the category of kind of like I don't have any expectations for it, but at the same time, I'm not, it didn't look like it was gonna be bad, if that makes sense. How'd you feel about it, man?
As far as the direction, it seemed like it's the right direction outside of how she gets her powers. That's my only nitpick, I'm gonna say.
Okay. I'm
But
wondering if it's gonna go the Inhumans route. Is she gonna be an Inhuman?
it's not because supposedly whatever wristlet she got gave her powers. Supposedly, she was supposed to be born an Inhuman, and her powers didn't unlock to an accident that happened. Supposedly, that's supposed to be the comic route. But based on the trailer, it seemed like she got an item, and it gave her powers.
Yeah, see, I don't know much about Ms. Marvel like that, other than what we know from the video game. So I have no like knowledge of Ms. Marvel, so you telling me something new.
Yeah, like I just have to make sure I read up like a few things just on Origin to make sure. That's all. Nothing went too deep as far as like a deep dive read. Like as far as like her obsessions with Avengers and all that is accurate. As well as Miss Marvel, like Captain Marvel as well, like that was her favorite. So like that aspect from the based on the trailer, I see they stuck to that route. But other than like the how she got her powers within the trailer,
It's looking different. Okay. Well, I mean,
we have time though. What is that, June 8th?
oh, so yeah, we got a little time.
Yeah.
That's it.
But other than that, as far as news, especially for this month, as of this recording, when y'all hear this episode, Disney Plus will be adding the Netflix shows to their catalog.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about that one?
So the way I feel about it, it shouldn't change anybody's perspective on things if you've already seen it, right? Like it's already, if you've already seen it on Netflix, it's like, okay, whatever. But them adding those shows to Disney makes you believe that majority of those shows will eventually, most majority of those characters will eventually go into the MCU universe, right? We've
True.
already seen Daredevil and Spider-Man. We've seen,
Kingpin and Hawkeye.
yeah, we saw Kingpin and Hawkeye. And then, so those are two that we already have seen already. I would say we probably will see the Punisher because he's such a fan favorite. 9 times out of 10, we'll definitely see the Punisher. I'm not sure if we'll see Luke Cage, and if they do, they would have to retcon his story because Cottonmouth is also Blade. So I feel like they would have to retcon some of that, maybe do like a soft reboot for Luke Cage. And other than that, though, I'm not sure if they're going to do Iron Fist because you already got Shang-Chi. That kind of would, what's the point? They're pretty much similar characters, except for like, for not for like character for character similar, but for the most part, they got similar tropes and things like that. So I don't see the point. But I mean, they're in
But
a
Iron
universe.
Fist is, he's connected to Luke Cage, like the whole hero for hire aspect. So they can't, like, you can have Luke Cage, but you can't have Luke Cage without Iron Fist, in a sense.
Oh, okay. I would love to if they would bring Jessica Jones into the MCU as well. I really, really like Jessica Jones. That series was fire to me.
I just disliked the second season just a little bit. It wasn't as strong as the first season to me.
That's because old dude that played the purple man was fire. Like that dude was just fire. That whole purple man thing was fire. So it's hard to like top that in a sense.
A lot of villains carry these shows and movies, so a
This
good
is
villain will
true.
make a good show or movie.
I wouldn't be mad if they did us a purple man spinoff show if Disney took that and brought him into it. I mean, they're gonna give us a Agatha Harkness spinoff show, so you might as well give us. I would love to see a Purple Man spinoff show. That shit would be fire.
Fair enough. And like my take on the show is like it's just introducing a whole different like tone as far as shows in the MCU. As I think it's like prepping viewers for Moon Knight. 'Cause Moon Knight is a whole different tone than everything else. So putting these shows on their catalog is like, okay, if you haven't seen it and you watch it, prepare yourself for the change of tone when Moon Knight drops, so you won't be like surprised.
Right. And wouldn't that mean possibly we could get Midnight Suns, right?
They already hinted at it at the end of Eternals.
Right. Because now you got Moon Knight, you'll have Blade.
And
So we just need
Black
to
Knight
get
as well, because
Black
he's
Knight.
so not good. At the, I believe the end credits on Black Knight, he had the sword, so that was like the hint, like the Midnight Suns is supposed to be part of it.
And then couldn't you, if we can get boy buddy to come in as the Punisher, man, like he just needs to sign on. Like I think this should be this is definitely his calling now at this point. Like we brought y'all shows from Netflix to Disney, showing you that we're gonna keep those adult themes, because that's the whole thing that's holding him back. He said he's not coming to play the Punisher if they're gonna take away some of the adult themes and it's not gonna be rated R. He already said that he wouldn't do it. So for them to bring those shows on to Disney, knowing like how dark and stuff, how those tones are, I think that should be his selling point. And then on top of that, I've said it a few times, wait for Moon Knight and wait for Blade. When those movies come out and you see how well done they are, how they're done, then that should be your decision on if you want to come back and be the Punisher.
Yeah, my thing is, from what I hear, Blade is supposed to be PG-13, not rated R.
Yeah, it is. But
But
like I've said that a few times, I feel like you can get away with a lot of shit. PG-13,
in
you just can't
Blade,
cuss. You just can't cuss as much. And you can't have like you can kill, you can show a little bit of blood. You can't like show like heads popping or something like that,
but
which
that's
punishes.
Blade, though.
Yeah.
Now he fights vampires and cuts heads off for vampires.
Yeah, you can show cutting the head off, but I don't think you can show like
The
the
blood
pop.
splatter, like the Quentin Tarantino over exaggeration.
I don't think you can get to that extent. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Wasn't Blade coming out, what, next year?
I don't see a release date, but I believe it's next year.
Yeah, so we got time. Hopefully they get it right. I really hope Buddy from the Punisher. I can't remember. John Bernthal, I think that's his name.
Actually, it says is they trying to do it for this summer.
For Blade?
Yeah, the last report was saying, oh, now it got pushed back to next year. Okay.
Yeah, I
I
was
can't
about to say
read.
it can't be this year.
Yeah, it got pushed back. Okay. Never mind. Disregard that.
I'm really hoping that they give us Wesley Snipes as Dracula. That would be fire.
I say this. I wouldn't be mad if Wesley Snipes played Blade and Doctor Strange as a alternate version,
Would be fire too.
as a variant.
I'm wondering when they're going to introduce Blade because I don't think that the Blade
Oh.
movie will be his first appearance. He's
Oh,
going to
he's
show up
definitely going to
somewhere.
pop up in Doctor Strange, most likely.
You think
He
so?
has. I have a he has to. They have to like hint him somehow. Cause I don't know what other movie leading up to his movie release for him to drop.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, because his first appearance ain't gonna be Blade. It's gonna be something else. But I'm wondering what movie would it be?
I doubt
Because
it's Morbius, like because that's like that's Sony.
yeah, that's Sony, so he's not gonna be in that. We got what do we got coming out? We got Doctor Strange, we got Thor, Love and Thunder, we got the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special joint, you got Secret Invasion.
That's a TV show.
Yeah, Secret Invasion TV show, Miss Marvel. You have what else is coming out?
Like no other major movies, though.
Yeah, so he would, yeah, this might be it. I think She-Hulk comes out. That's a TV series as well. Maybe he'll pop up in Moon Knight. Maybe he'll have an appearance in there.
Probably.
I don't know. I don't think it's nothing else, huh?
At the moment, no.
I had a list of all the movies and stuff, but I don't even remember it. But yeah, I think that might be it. So yeah. It's either gonna be Moon Knight or it's gonna be Doctor Strange or both. I mean, that would be dope too to get them in both. But yeah. I just don't feel like Blade is going to be his first appearance. I feel like he's going to appear somewhere else and then he'll get the Blade movie.
Yeah, they gotta like try to transition him somehow to like just to have his character out there. But the thing is, like, Doctor Strange didn't have a movie prior or appearance prior to his movie, right?
Yeah, I think that was just his first showing.
So it's possible he probably could just pop up out of nowhere. Because he did it with Doctor Strange and Ant-Man too.
Yeah, but I think when Ant-Man came out, they popped him up at the end of the movie of Ant-Man. Somebody popped up at the end of that. Same with Doctor Strange. When Doctor Strange ended Thor. No, Doctor Strange. Wasn't he in Thor 2 at the very end?
The end credit.
Yeah. Or was Thor in Doctor Strange's end credit?
I don't even. I gotta
Because
remind
the end credit, I know the end credit scene in my head. The end credit scene is Thor's drinking a beer. And then, as he finishes the beer, Doctor Strange refills it. So I remember that, but I can't remember if Doctor Strange showed up in Thor's end credit, or Thor showed up in Doctor Strange's end credit. That's the confusion for me right now.
It just says his movie, his first appearance.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't an end credit.
Yeah. Okay. So that was Doctor Strange Thor end credit scene. It says, "Oh, that's the end credit for Doctor Strange."
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, Doctor Strange's first appearance was pretty much his own movie.
No, wait. Yeah, it's the end of Thor. Because he talked about you need to control Loki. Like, basically saying, like, this is my job, and you need to control Loki.
But wasn't that, what movie was that for? Ragnarok, right? But no, no, Doctor Strange came out before that.
Yeah, Ragnarok is that end credit scene is when Thanos and them pull up.
Yeah, Doctor Strange was already out.
Yeah, so the Doctor Strange, I think that's Thor 2.
No, it says Thor 3.
They said Doctor Strange was in Thor 3?
Yeah, the Ragnarok post credit.
Really?
No, wait.
Yeah, that can't be possible. Yeah, I'm about to say that can't be possible because Ragnarok, literally the end credit was Thanos pulled up on the ship. Yeah. So, and then that's how the movie started. I can't remember, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely have to look it up.
And I did a rewatch too, but it was a minute in the rewatch.
Yeah, I can't remember. We'll have to look it up and then get back to everybody on that one.
Yeah, but I wanted to mention, so we have Moon Knight at the end of the month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another TV series that's coming out, but it's DC, is called DMZ.
DMZ.
It's going to be on HBO Max.
Okay.
It's one of those, like, you could say probably like, it's like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in a sense. Mm. One of those under the radar series.
Okay.
And Rosario Dawson is playing the main character, even though she's not supposed to be the main character based on like the comic. Because when I seen the trailer, I'm like, DC, DMZ, did my Googles. And it's supposed to be about a guy. And he's a kind of like a journalist or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's dealing with a war zone where he lives at, like a damn near Civil War type aspect.
Okay.
But the show actually drops this Thursday, the 17th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay. Super under the radar. Like, not heavily promoted like that.
At all.
The only way I found, though, because when I opened up my HBO Max app to watch the Mortal Kombat movie, and it popped up.
Mm. Okay. I see the cast not bad, though. It's got a buddy from Doctor Strange that had his legs taken away. Mm-hmm. And his back taken away. It's got is that Channing Tatum? Was that Channing Tatum kissing Rosario Dawson? Dude, right after Black History Month, how dare. And then they got this Asian dude that was in this TV show called Warrior. I don't know what his name is, but that he was a monk or whatever in Warrior, and he was hard. So I'm excited to see this, especially because it's Rosario.
Yeah, She's part of the MCU too, because she plays Night Nurse.
She plays Nightmares.
Night Nurse. Pretty much her role in the Defenders is Night Nurse. If you ever
Yeah.
noticed, she's the nurse to all of them.
Yeah, as far as like Luke Cage and everything like that. I remember
Yeah.
that.
But it's something interesting to check out. Like, I'm gonna probably watch the first episode to get a feel for it, but I'm gonna try to read it just so you have an idea of what's going on with this series from looking at how many issues it has. Oh, damn. Over 72 issues.
Oh shit. Yeah,
Yeah. Like from 1 straight to 72. And the run is from January 2006 to February 12, 2012.
shit.
That's a long ass run for something I never heard of.
Hell yeah, don't get no attraction or nothing.
Give me something to research on.
Facts.
Add that to the list of comics to read.
Yeah, buddy.
But
So,
yeah.
another show. What did you ever did you watch Batman yet? Still no?
I got to the point that I'm not in a rush to watch it.
Okay. 'Cause I'm about to say it's gonna be on HBO Max in a couple of days now. What, April 9th? So not too much longer. But the Penguin, Colin Farrell is having his own TV show spinoff on HBO Max.
Okay.
And Colin Farrell, his version of the Penguin, like, is unrecognizable. Like, you don't know that it's Colin Farrell except for the fact that somebody has told you that it's Colin Farrell. He looks nothing like him. He's got on a whole bunch of like, makeup and costume design. They did a really good job. Turturro, John Turturro was Falcone, and John Turturro himself said he was on his first day on set. He was like, "Who is this big old heavy dude with a scar on his face?" And they was like, "That's Colin Farrell." And he was like, "What?" Like, he didn't even fucking know that it was Colin Farrell until they told him. So that just lets you know how well done it was. And then Colin Farrell had the accent down and everything like that. So I'm actually excited to see how the TV series turns out on HBO Max, because he did really good in the movie. And just like, to me, a lot of people don't like the Penguin, but I love the Penguin. I love that mobster mentality and the gangster thing, and I think that fits a TV series. We'll get to see if, for those who've played Arkham Asylum and Arkham City and things like that, the Penguin's Club and how it was like the nightlife and things like that around Gotham, that's pretty much where we're going to be based around. We're going to get to see a lot of that Penguin Club. We're going to get to see a lot of the club. We're going to get to see a lot of the nightlife, all the politician and corrupt governors and things like that, and cops partying, I'm saying, in this venue and stuff like that. And we'll probably get to see, in my opinion, I think we'll see a little bit more of Selena Kyle. I don't know what the storyline is going to be, but Selena Kyle was heavily involved in this club, so I think we'll get to see her a lot in this TV series as well.
Okay. Like, yeah, I want to see Batman, but I got into like the like point like I'm not rushing to watch it no more.
Yeah.
Like, granted, this series is based on comics, and I'm not rushing to see a comic movie. It makes no sense, but yeah.
It's if you read like what we had talked about earlier was, if you read year one Batman and then you watch this movie, it's like a straight up transition. So if you read the year one comic book run of Batman and then you turn around and watch this movie, it'll feel like it's leading straight into this movie. So I really thought that was well done how they did that. Also, I guess they have a year one movie on HBO Max, the animated series, animated movie. So you can watch that and then watch the Batman, and that'll be cool too.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the big
Interesting.
one. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna check my Fire Stick again then. No
Bruh.
shameless plug.
I'm not even sure when that's supposed to drop though.
Like I said, there's no rush. I catch when I catch it. Parenting's been a bitch, but
Yeah.
been holding my time and finances. But anywho, Moon Knight.
Let's
That's
go.
the main attraction. 2016 run. We're going to give like a little quick review because we're supposed to be on Quest for Spoilers to go on a deep dive. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So let's give you like a little minor like thoughts on the 2016 run. This is like
Man.
an appetizer. So if you want to get the full out on full course meal review, you're just gonna have to tune into Careful Spoilers for that. But here you're gonna get an appetizer from me and Steve.
Yes, sir. So, starting off, how did you feel overall about this run? Because
I can't tell you how many times I said, what the fuck?
this. For me, bro, for me, like I read the current run and I read this 2016 run. That current run got some, like it's got some gas in it, but it's got some work to do if you want to do this shit is too fire. This shit was just way too fire.
Like the whole build up between him in a fucking psych ward trying to figure out who the hell he is, and then finding out like they trying to manipulate him so he won't become who he's supposed to be. Like he's supposed to be like Midnight, this and that, and the third. And he's talking to, I keep forgetting this dude name, the one that actually gives him the powers. But he's talking to the subconsciously and all this and that. And then he's switching his personalities once he escapes. And then he's trying to get his personalities to be on the same page with him. Like, I gotta get it together. Damn, talking to myself. I gotta get it together. Like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro. Like, I love. So I didn't know much about Moon Knight at all before this run. So like,
Same.
basically, you was like, "Hey, we gotta read this run before we watch the movie," and just like that whole dynamic of him, like basically, he got so many different personalities. He doesn't even know who he is anymore, and I thought that was just fire. I was all like, bro, this dude got so many split personalities. He don't even know who he is no more. It's like he basically done went into method acting so crazy that he don't know which one is his real personality. And I thought that was fire. Even like the way that it started, because it starts with him being in the psych ward. So it's like it just kind of like gets you straight into the shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not more so like there wasn't no like, oh, this is kind of like who he is and this is this building up. It's kind of like they put you in the middle of the shit and it was like, all right, now figure your way out of this or whatever and watch this ride. And I was like, bro, this shit is crazy.
Facts. And then they gave you like a little like flashback on how his personality was created. As a kid, like one of his personalities was created because he had an imaginary friend and he was talking to himself and gave the friend a personality himself, like a name, like, bro.
Bro, and he let it take over, and it's just this shit is crazy. Like, we try not to go too heavy into it because we got real details. We're gonna do a real detailed one, but if you listening to this, man, go pick up that Moon Knight 2016 run, not the current, Yeah, 2021, 2016. 22 run. The 2016 run is the one that we talking about, and it is bananas.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
like it was even more fire. Like when he's looked at, like the guards that, you know what I'm talking about in issue one, the guards are kind of the psych ward, and then when he kind of like dons his like head wrap, his Moon Knight head wrap, and then he fucking, it got the fucking guards is like faces of dogs or whatever, like Anubis.
Yeah. I thought
that shit was lit.
Because like what he has, like the head wrap on, he could see their true like
identities.
Mm-hmm. Like without it on, he's just in a fairy tale damn near.
Yeah. It's crazy. But like I just don't, and it's what was it, 6 issues, I think?
No, it's 14.
14, okay. Oh shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 14 issues. And bro, like it's a short, quick read. So it's not like you gotta like really, really dive into it like a long run and everything like that. But they got to the point, knocked it out, and it's like I don't see how. I mean, it's a completely different story to 2021 run, because I've been reading that one too. But I just don't, the way how this one played and how dark it is and everything like that, and how they kind of just like fed you like these different misdirections in the very beginning, I thought this started, this one is way better than the 2021 run for me.
Okay.
What do you think? Have you read the 2021?
I have the comic and it's still in the plastic. But I'm gonna go to my site and read it, because I don't want to touch it out the plastic.
Oh, okay. I mean, the 2021 one is good too. I read that one. I read like the 3 issues or 4 issues that had came out so far. And so far it's been good. Don't get me wrong, it's good. But when you linked me to this one, I was like, oh, this is different. So I was like, this is a whole different experience, you know what I'm saying? Like they kind of, in the other one they kind of give you the big bad early, you know what I'm saying, and they make it like more of a rivalry, whereas in this one you kind of like he fighting with himself for the beginning and trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. So yeah,
only reason why I suggested the 2016, because Comics Explain said that just from watching the trailer, it seemed like they took parts of the 2016 run
to do it
as far as a backstory. So I said, oh, all right, let me do my Googles. And I found it. I said, yo, you want to read this just to get a head start? And there you have it.
It definitely, after reading this and then watching the trailer again, I can definitely see what he means by it having some of the aspects of the 2016 run.
Yeah, especially the part where he's supposedly he's in the middle of the desert and he's in front of the pyramid.
Yeah.
That same scene is in the show.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting how it play out. I think this show going to be, might be the best one.
The best one.
I think this might be the best one.
Call it now.
Bro, because Loki was fire, but Loki
that's
and
WandaVision. That's because of the acting of Loki.
Yeah. Loki and WandaVision are my favorite so far. But I think this one gonna be it. I think this one gonna be it. I've been calling it all year. I said that I think Moon Knight is going to be the best TV show this year so far that we'll get out of all of them. And as far as the movie, the one I was most excited for is Doctor Strange. But I think the best movie is going to be, or at least my favorite movie is going to be Thor, just because of Gore the God Butcher.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
that's what I'm getting at. Even though I think Doctor Strange probably going to obviously have more sales because of all the craziness that's coming with it and stuff like that.
All the like expectations.
Yeah. It's more of an event movie for Doctor Strange, where Thor is just going to be another continuation movie.
Just like No Way Home, it was an event movie.
Yeah.
Everything happening, the fan service. Like, Doctor Strange is going to be a lot of fan service.
Facts.
Because of the casting alone.
Yeah, a lot of fan service, a lot of reveals, because there's going to, I mean, obviously, we're getting Professor X, but there's going to be more Illuminati members, probably. You know what I'm saying? Or just the fact that the Illuminati is going to be there alone is enough to sell out the theater for the weekend, opening weekend. Like, every theater should be sold out opening weekend just because the Illuminati going to be there. So
I will try my best to try to see it opening weekend.
Fair enough. I know being a parent, tough.
Yeah, pictures is coming up.
I will definitely see it like on a Thursday or something. And then depending on how good it is, I'll probably see it a second time at like the Dollar Theater or something. Cause we got like I live in a real country town and there's like a real cheap rinky dink theater right around the corner. So I can go see theater. I can go see movies for like $2. Now, but I wouldn't go see my first, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't see it first there. I'm gonna go to the Cinemark in the city first, but I'll go to that one like to go see movies multiple times or whatever. So
yeah, New York don't got that luxury.
Yeah, you live in the city.
Our cheapest tickets is like $12.
Oh no, there's like a hole in the wall theater here. Like, I don't even want to sit in it, really. I'd rather just watch the movie standing up, but it's like $2. So you get what you pay for.
Respectable.
But yeah, man. But Moon Knight, back to Moon Knight. This shit is fire. And I don't know if this is like Marvel being petty, but it's like Batman came out and then Moon Knight like, all right, Marvel's like, we're gonna drop our Batman at the end of the month. A couple of weeks later. I don't know if that's Marvel being petty or what.
I don't know. I can't even say, because they both was in production at the same time. Yeah. Damn near.
This is true. How do you feel about Oscar Isaac playing Moon Knight?
It's his redemption from playing Apocalypse. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. I know there's a couple
of girls. Everybody gets their redemption role in the comics.
Man, and then you got to get it right.
Yeah, and the thing is, the second role always hit. Because look, Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, he was Green Lantern, now Deadpool. Hit. Michael B. Jordan, he was Human Torch, now Killmonger. It hit for him.
Chris Evans,
he was Human Torch and now Captain America. It hit.
I would even go as far as to say Ben Affleck, Daredevil. Ben Affleck,
Daredevil to Batman, that hit as well. Mm-hmm. Now you got transition, Jared Leto from Joker to Morbius.
We gonna see. we'll
see. From the trailers, them shits look heat.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. Sony just scares me, bro.
The thing, I know it's a trailer, and I don't want to get hype off a trailer and be disappointed, but it is giving me hope.
Fair enough. I like what's the name? But I liked Kick-Ass, but he was also Quicksilver.
True.
So
now, I would say that was a redemption because his Kick-Ass role was valid.
Valid. But he finna get a redemption from Quicksilver. But
you know that in Kick-Ass, the dude, his friend, played Quicksilver too, though, right?
Oh, really? Dang, I need to watch Kick-Ass again. I just saw it on HBO Max.
Pretty much his best friend, they both play versus Quicksilver.
That's fire. So
Like
the
the X-Men version of Quicksilver,
is him.
this is the best friend.
So he gets his redemption arc coming too again, or his redemption for Quicksilver. You know he's supposed to be Kraven the Hunter.
Okay.
And
But
bro.
he wasn't bad as Quicksilver. They just did him dirty in the movie.
Yeah,
How
they
you
did
can't
him.
dodge bullets?
Yeah. They did him kind of dirty. But
They did a lot of characters dirty in these.
I didn't know that. Like, I honestly, it took me a minute to find out that that was him from Kick-Ass.
Did too. I seen a post. It's like, oh, it was show both of them, and then it showed Quicksilver's. I'm like, oh,
Yep.
okay.
Bro, I was like, he got yoked. Because in Kick-Ass, well, in the first Kick-Ass, he was small. In the second one, he was kind of bigger. And then he got big and quick as Quicksilver. And then he huge for Kraven. Like, but I mean, you got to be huge to play Kraven the Hunter. But yeah, that Kraven movie is supposed to be coming out. I think it's going to be in the Sony universe as well. From what the speculation is, Morbius, Kraven the Hunter, and they're going to both have experience. I mean, they're going to both have appearances from Andrew Garfield.
Yeah,
That's
they're
that's
gonna use Andrew Garfield Spider-Man because they realize how most people start love this character in No Way Home. They think about revamping his series.
he deserve it. Like, the writing was bad, but Andrew Garfield was fire.
Exactly.
Like, so that's they definitely should fix that. And I think that the best way to fix that is not make it a Spider-Man movie. Make it a movie about them and then put Andrew Garfield in it. Put Spider-Man in it.
I just sent you a picture of the kick-ass dudes and any Quicksilver.
Oh snap. That is him. Oh snap.
See?
That's crazy.
Didn't even know.
They both grew up to be Quicksilver. I'm gonna definitely put this, post this on social media.
Fair enough.
But yeah.
But I'm definitely looking forward to Morbius because that actually comes out the day after Moon Knight.
Yeah, it comes out April 1st.
And Moon Knight come out March 30th.
No, Moonlight come out March 25th.
25th? I thought it was 30.
Yeah,
30.
come out next Friday.
Oh, those a week ahead. Fair enough.
Yeah. Actually, it might be the 23rd, not 25th. I'm sorry. But it's next week.
Okay. I'm definitely gonna give my first impressions on that, and add my first impressions on DMZ because I'm intrigued about DMZ, what they're gonna do with this, because DC shows do hit. People just don't talk about outside of the CW 11, where they just went off the cliff.
I've heard what's it called is actually good. That Superman and Lois.
Lois, I heard that too, but it's part of the CW 11 verse.
Oh, well, damn.
I'm skeptical when watching it. I'm actually gonna finish Doom Patrol because I finished Titans, which I enjoyed, outside of some nitpicks, but I enjoyed.
Oh, dang. I need
I'm
to
gonna try to
too.
rewatch all the CW 11 shows too.
Because
I
I
want to
finished
bring.
first season, but I didn't finish the rest of Titans.
Because I'm thinking about doing a tier list on all the like comic book TV series. That includes MCU, CW 11, Netflix, and stuff like that. So I gotta rewatch the CW 11 ones to give an accurate ranking.
Good luck, because I was supposed to finish The Flash so I could watch this final season, Man, I couldn't do it. I think I'm on season 7 now.
The best way I think I'm able to get through it is play it in the background while I'm doing something else, and I'll be able to get through it. So I have in the background, probably play 2K and whatever, and I should be able to like catch up.
Fair enough.
So all I gotta do is actually start from the end of the Savitar's arc.
Sabotage
And
fire.
it's a rinse and repeat story with the Flash.
Yeah.
I thought Dragon Ball Super was bad, but Flash takes the cake.
They did. I didn't think that they should have did three species, three seasons in a row. That was where it started. When they finally switched over to Cicada, I thought Cicada was pretty good. But for them to do Reverse Flash, for them to do Thorn, then
Zoom,
Zoom, and then
Savitar.
Savitar, I was like, okay. I was like, three speedsters in a row each season. It's just, what's the point?
They could have like went more deep with Gorilla Grodd
Facts.
and like branched out his like story more, but they didn't. And they could have gave him Gorilla Grodd a whole season, but they chose not to.
And every time they touched on him, it was hidden. And then they didn't do a whole season. Bro, that Gorilla Grodd King Shark fight was lit. That shit was so lit. Did you watch that yet?
Not yet, but you can spoil it. I really don't care.
Oh
You know
no,
me.
it wasn't no spoilers. I'm just saying it was lit that they fought. Like it was
Like
a
King
fight.
Shark definitely needs more recognition. Granted, he don't talk much. And Captain Cold deserves better.
He deserved the whole season. I didn't understand why they didn't do that either. They deserved the whole season for that. They deserved the whole season for Gorilla Grodd. Cicada was pretty good, but you kind of got over the fact that it was so many times. And then some of the other side characters that they did was pretty interesting. I thought that they could be good for a couple of more episodes rather than just one episode, because they did what's that dude, the turtle? Oh, dude, basically the dude that slows everything down around him. And they thought he was like another, like a bad version of a speedster. And like even the Flash couldn't figure out, like Barry Allen couldn't even figure out how to stop him, because he was like, is he faster than me? And like for the longest, he kept on trying to figure out if he was faster than him and stuff like that. And then towards the end of the episode, you find out that he was like not a speedster, he was a slower or something. I don't know what you would what you would call it, but basically he slowed everything around him, slowed down everything around him. And once Barry Allen figured it out, then it changed stuff. But I think that they could have expanded on that for three or four episodes, or even, because obviously not a season, because 22 episode seasons is ridiculous, CW. I don't know why y'all do that either. But I think that that would have been a
Well,
good.
it worked for Supernatural.
And that was it. So they figured if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're gonna use it for everything.
Smallville had the same thing, right?
I don't know. I didn't watch Smallville.
Trying to
Yep,
see. I
don't
think
judge me. I just
Smallville had that long episodes too. Yeah, they had about 21 episode seasons, 20 episode seasons.
Damn. So that was
So I
just
guess that's their niche as far as CW 11.
yeah, that don't
Those
make sense.
long ass seasons.
That's ridiculous.
A show that needs redemption is Krypton, because that first season was fire.
I've heard that it was good. Actually, I heard it from y'all on the Nerds and Cool Kids when y'all was talking about it.
Krypton, bro, look up Krypton, watch the first season, And like, yo, what happened to this series, bro? I say this. One quick spoiler, the CGI on their Doomsday was better than Justice League.
Wow. That's what kind of kills me, because I'm like, how do y'all have CGI better in a TV series than in a movie? So that's weird. Krypton. Okay, I found it. Y'all got 20 episodes? That's not bad. So did the show get canceled?
They got canceled after the second season. And then they were
Damn.
trying to transition over to giving Lobo his own show based off of Krypton because he makes an appearance.
Okay. I need to see Lobo because I always wanted The Rock to play Lobo.
But like this, just the CGI on Doomsday look way better than what they did for Justice League. Even like the little quick Brainiac, because Brainiac was part of the first season, fire, and he's like my one of my favorite villains in DC, period.
Need to see that, 'cause I know most of the villains that Superman fight is OP as fuck.
And it's like it feels like you watching Gotham because it gives you like origins to these villains. But from the perspective of Superman's grandfather.
Okay. Yeah, man. I'm looking at the Lobo dude now. This is definitely, I mean, he look all right, but this was definitely Dwayne Johnson's role to me. I wanted The Rock to play Lobo. Think it would have fit, but I think he wanted to be the man with the cape. That's what I feel like he wanted to do, instead of playing something off the wall like this, that's different.
I feel Jason Momoa is a better Lobo than Aquaman.
Jason Momoa would have been a fire ass Lobo. You want somebody big and bulky to fucking play this nigga. But yeah, I don't know. That was always my dream cast. I always wanted The Rock to play that nigga. Just like I want Giancarlo Esposito to play Mr. Freeze, because
Oh, yes.
Matt Reeves has
Yeah.
already talked about casting Mr. Freeze as the next villain for the next Batman. So I'm like, bro, it's a no-brainer. I was like, he's right there. Go get him.
I'm down for it.
So, because I really hope that they don't give us the Joker again. Like, I get it, the Joker is.
I tell you this, give us like 3 to 4 more before you say, oh, here's a Joker.
Yeah,
I'm
bro.
fine with that.
I'm like, the Joker is great, you know what I'm saying? But it's so hard for you to capture the Joker, like that essence of him. Like, just stop. Just go. His Batman rogue gallery is so deep, bro. Like, just give us other characters. Like,
Right. I'm gonna run a list of Batman villains they can use, not Joker. We've seen Bane already. Got the Riddler already. Cool. Catwoman, fine. Ra's al Ghul, done. Penguin, done. I would like to see a better Scarecrow.
Thanks.
I'd rather see a better Poison Ivy.
Of course.
I need the Black Mask. I'm
Yeah.
sorry. You could take the Black Mask from the Birds of a Prey movie and add him. I'm fine with that. Clayface.
The only thing with Clayface is I don't know how he fits in a Batman movie, because you have to do that CGI.
The Hulk is CGI.
Yeah, but Batman is like super dark. You know what I'm saying? Like the Hulk, he is CGI and stuff like that, but it kind of fits Marvel's thing where WB CGI has been whack.
You could do the ventriloquist.
Yeah, that's what I like. The one that's
Doll.
Adam Wessler or whatever, or he got the little
Yeah.
doll. Yeah,
Yeah.
bro. I mentioned that. I think that would be fire. But the thing is, do you hire a real ventriloquist or do you cast a regular person and then somebody else do the ventriloquist, the dummy's voice?
Well, you can voice act. You could put a voice box, a voice recording inside the doll, and that thing, it could talk like that.
You know who I think would be? I just wonder if he can act. For real, for real.
Oh.
What if they put Jeff Dunham as the ventriloquist? You cast the, you put him in face paint, make him old and stuff like that, and then let him voice the dummy. You think that will work or no?
But the thing, they don't have to shave his head, make him look like,
I mean,
they would really have to make him look like the dude.
Colin Farrell pulling off the Penguin, and he doing a damn good job at it.
True. Yes, I get it.
If I was Jeff Dunham, I would campaign for it. That's, I mean, I don't know if he can do a good job. That would be the issue. Can he act? Because on one end, he is going to have to do the dummy and the voice, and that can do, play it himself, but he's got to play a nervous old man. You know what I'm saying? As Arnold Wesker.
Exactly.
And that would be the bigger issue.
A person I could see playing the dude is the dude that played Monk from the TV show.
Oh yeah, he would be fire. You know who else? I see that one, and I'll say, you remember on Breaking Bad, old dude that was in the wheelchair that was ringing the bell, the Hispanic dude.
Let me go with the more research, 'cause I remember.
He's got like a little bell. He can't actually talk, but he's old. What's his name? Ended up trying to kill him. Esposito tried to kill him, and then he had a bomb in his little bell thing in his wheelchair.
Okay, I think.
He.
Oh, the real old dude. I
Yeah.
forgot. I see who you're talking about.
Because he was in, he's on Snowpiercer. He's in the movie, he's on the TV show Snowpiercer, and he's on a couple other things. And he
Okay.
actually a pretty good actor. So I think he could play him too.
Fair enough.
But those, shit, you can give us Mad Hatter.
Gets no love.
Could give us Mad Hatter would be fire. But I think this is too early. But you can give us Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Give us Deathstroke.
But I would rather see him at the end of the second movie, and he's the main villain of the whole arc.
Fair enough. But because I mean, and one another thing, y'all not only owe Andrew Garfield an apology, y'all owe Robert Pattinson an apology too, because he was decent.
If you hear the old Nerds Are Cool Kids, we were like, that boy got chops.
Yeah, bro, I don't understand why everybody was just thinking that you was gonna get Twilight. Like I was like, bro, Twilight came out like almost 20 years ago.
What sold me was it was an independent film that he did with Tom Holland. It was like drug related and all that. And I was like, oh yeah, he could play a dark role.
Yes, bro. And it's like that's what all he plays is dark roles.
Yeah, since but he's from what I hear, he didn't want to do Twilight. He only did it because it was a paying role, and it made money. He didn't like doing that role.
The Devil All the Time. I have heard of this movie. That's the one you're talking about with Robert
Him
Pattinson and
and
Tom
Tom
Holland.
Holland, yeah.
God, that shit sound fire. Yeah. Oh shoot, it's on Netflix. I'm gonna watch that. But yeah, bro, Robert Pattinson. Like I said, I'm a huge Tenet fan. That nigga killed Tenet. He's in this other shit called Bellmare, apparently. That's fire. That nigga was in them Harry Potter movies. Like, he's done a bunch of shit. I didn't understand why, you know what I'm saying, nobody was giving him his credit.
And
But
like the people didn't realize, like, yeah, he's known for Twilight, but understand the actor plays roles because it plays, not because they want to do it.
yeah, like I never will understand that. And they was like on his head about it, and I'm like, bro, this is a movie that's 20 years ago. How are y'all still thinking about Twilight? Have y'all not seen anything else that he's been
That's the same thing with Heath Ledger playing the Joker. Because,
bro?
like, when they announced his casting, it was, I think, almost literally after Brokeback Mountain came out.
Brokeback, and it wasn't just that, he was in like 10 Things I Hate About You or some shit, and then he was
He was in
in
that Night
A
movie,
Knight's Tale.
which is fire.
Yeah. And people was just like, nah, he gonna be trash. How is he gonna play the Joker? And I think the best part about him playing the Joker was the fact that in the trailer for the Batman Dark Knight, you still never heard a laugh. You just kind of saw him. So everything that you got in the Dark Knight was authentic. Like, you had no trailer to give you something off of. Whereas when the Suicide Squad got aired or whatever, their trailer, Jared Leto did this whack ass laugh. So we was already like, nope. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like we were already like fucked up. So where that one, it was just like, oh, he's gonna be in it. And that was just pretty much it. And it was really like they had already like been hinting at him in Batman Begins that he was gonna be in the movie. And I didn't know that he was, the whole trilogy was just supposed to be Batman and Joker.
Unfortunate events.
Yeah. The whole trilogy was, they led up to Joker. They mentioned him the whole time. The second one, we got him. And then the third one, he returns. And that third Joker movie was supposed to be Joker and the other person that passed away, Philip Seymour Hoffman, as Penguin. That shit was going to be crazy. She was gonna be crazy.
Don't get me wrong, I enjoy Tom Hardy as Bane, because when a president quotes your speeches, you know you did something right.
This is true. This is true. I
Because
enjoy Tom
Bane
Holland.
had quotables.
I enjoy Tom Holland, but Philip Seymour Hoffman was different. Like, that shit was gonna be. That shit was gonna be different because I always think about Philip Seymour Hoffman in that Mission Impossible movie, that opening scene, and I was like, "Nah, this nigga," and the intensity that he brought to that fucking scene, I was like, "Nah," I was like, "I don't even know if I can fuck with So,
Yeah, homie from Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games, fucking, he was in, like, in Punch Drunk Love. I think he was Charlie Chaplin in one movie and shit. Like, that nigga's, he been in a lot of stuff. I was really shook when they casted him and then he passed away too. I was like, God damn. I was like, I thought the movie was cursed. I didn't think that the movie was gonna come out.
This was definitely enjoyable. My allergies just kick my ass right now.
It hurt.
Would like to talk more, but I need drugs.
Yeah, I gotta go pick up my kids from school. So, with that being said, we are hour in.
Hour in, and this will be up. Well, y'all gonna hear this the day Disney Plus drops the Netflix shows.
Bet. And I'll post it on Patreon. for
You
them.
gotta post on Patreon. It's going to be on Patreon, but it's going to be free on Patreon because, you know, we love y'all. But our other stuff, y'all gotta, you
Gotta
know, yeah.
pay.
But it's always a fun time with the homie,
Yes, sir.
as usual, per usual. El Presidente with the red cup is out.
Peace.